You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Topic is a very charged topic politically, halachically, and many other sociologically, philosophically, and that is, in English, the title of female combat soldiers, but halach lemaisa is a shail of giyus nashim. And those of you who are familiar with the topic, just so you don't think there's just an issue in Eretz Yisrael, the last source on page 4 is a tshuva of Rav Moshe about when this was a topic in the Senate. In source 17, Rav Moshe deals with the issue of Giyus Nashim Letzva Artzot Habrit, and he there talks about the bill in the Senate and a Congress, otherwise known as the Congress, and we'll hopefully see what he says there. But this is I believe Israel is one of the earliest countries to have an actual female fighting battalion. Is that something that we should be proud of or not? That's the topic of tonight's shiur. So last week we talked Barichus Gedola, Baruch Hashem, about the halacha of a woman carrying a gun. It's clear, as we concluded, with the almost all the poskim saying that not only b'makom pikuach nefesh, but even if it's a pistol, Rav Moshe was making on a pistol, maybe not a long gun, not a rifle. Tzitzeli Rav Avadia also talked about protecting their, in Gush Etzion, protecting. Rav Moshe was talking about Gush Etzion. Rav Avadia was talking about protecting her gun. If you have a nursery teacher, carrying a gun also for protection, certainly. That's all a bechin of pikuach nefesh. That's what we spoke about last week. Today, I don't want to talk about the carrying the guns. I just want to know, can women be involved in the battle not carrying a gun? Or where there's a heter to carry a gun for whatever other reason. Is there a separate issue of being involved in warfare per se without the separate issue of carrying a gun? That's tonight's shiur. That's the difference between last week, which is specifically carrying a gun, of Begedish, and tonight's shiur of combat. Let's start with the Gemara Nazir, which we did see last week, and from there we'll go to new horizons. Says Gemara Nazir on this first source, Nun Tesamud Aleph. Lo yeh kli gever al isha, which teaches us two opinions. First opinion is that you can't cross-dress so that you could intermingle with the opposite gender. That's a Tana Kama. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says no, or it's even if you're not cross-dressing to intermingle and to do disgusting things, nevertheless it's still aser to wear, to go out for a woman to go out b'kli zayin l'milchama. How do we know, as Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that a woman cannot go out b'kli zayin l'milchama? Lo yeh gever kli gever al isha, lo yilbash gever simas isha, shlo yitakin ish b'tikune isha. Basically, is the words that Targum Unkelis borrows from this Gemara in his translation of Lo Yilbash Gever Simas Isha, that you can't carry yourself as a woman. Now, if you notice the lashon of the Gemara, you'll see a very interesting wording. Minayin shelo teitze isha. What are the next three words? I'm sorry. Go back one line. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, in the middle of the second line of source number one. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Minayin shelo teitze isha. How would you finish this sentence? B'chli Zion? Question mark. Note that that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, how do we know shelo teitze b'chli zayin l'milchama? Interesting. So there's an extra word. Is medayik from this word, the Tzitz Eliezer, a very important nekuda, which is going to be the starting point from which we will begin our discussion. In the second source, the Tzitz Eliezer chelek chaf, that's one of the last chalakim. L'madnu mikol ha'amar, we learned from whatever he said until now, shel isur b'zem eschalik l'shtayim, there are two aspects to the prohibition of lo yilbash gever simlas isha, of beged isha. A, isur nesias kli zayin l'isha, bearing arms, that's what we talked about last week. And what we're going to talk about tonight is a separate and independent isur, yitzia l'milchama im anashim. A separate isur that you see licked in this pasuk of going to milchama. And he points out, wait a sec, maybe that's only talking about Melchamas Rishus, which we also talked about last week in terms of women carrying arms only from Melchamas Rishus or Melchamas Mitzvah. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, just like we learned last week, that bearing arms would theoretically be also even from Melchamas Mitzvah, so too, a woman participating in warfare, in battle, is even going to be also from Melchamas Mitzvah. And he brings three rayas, as I made in the three mini sections. First of all, the Milchama with Sisera, that we talked, we learned the story about Yael last week, that she took the yased, the stake, to bounce his head, and Dvorah was in the beginning of that story. Dvorah didn't want to go to battle. And even when she was convinced by Barak, to go to battle, she didn't actually fight, she just stood supervising from the side. Was that a Milchamas Mitzvah or not? Guess what? The Pasuk there in Shoftim says explicitly that it was the second line of the first dot. V'hu lachatz es b'nei Yisrael, talking about the Kananim, that the Kananim were lachatz, they oppressed b'nei Yisrael b'chazakah esrim shana. And we know one of the parameters of a Milchamas Mitzvah is to save ourselves from Gaisha oppression. L'hatzila miyad tzar, hatzorer asana. And that's exactly what the Pasuk says they were doing to us. It was a Milchamas Mitzvah. And still Deborah didn't want to go to battle. That's proof number one. Proof number two, B'nei Gad and B'nei Reuven, they went to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Where did the women go? Were they on the front lines with their husbands? Absolutely not. That was a Milchamas Mitzvah. Proof number three, there's an interesting proof. When Klal Yisrael were picking out soldiers, the Torah says, Hechaltzu me'itchem anashim latzava. What does the word anashim mean? If you would ask me, I would say anashim mean men and not women. No, that's not how Chazal darshan it. Anashim mean tzadikim. Says it to Tzadikim. Let's wait a second. Why did Chazal not make the more natural drasha of anashim meaning men and not women? Why did they make this further, this bigger chiddush drasha that anashim means tzadikim? Says it to Eliezer because it was so obvious to Chazal that women weren't even a possibility. It can't be that you need the word anashim to exclude them. It's so obvious that women aren't going to be here. You don't have to exclude things that's so obvious. So what's the only thing that it could be coming to tell you? It's coming to tell you only a chiddush that you wouldn't have known anashim meaning tzadikim. Yeah.
But the time of Chazal and the time of the Tanakh, even really the time of Chazal, there was no such thing as logistics. So even until recently, the United States has not allowed women into combat situations. You know, until relatively recently, you know, in a non-combat situation, really would not be.
So you're asking, could a woman be a jobnik? You're just broadening the question. Let's not just talk about women in combat roles per se, but could they be a jobnik on the base, but not actually in warfare per se?
Yeah,
that's your question.
Okay.
That's something that I don't know how much we'll speak about. That's a good point. Dvorah, that's true. Dvorah, but she did do something reluctantly. But she did something, you know, logistically. She was in the, you know, overseeing the Milchama, but she wasn't happy about it. But she did it at least to save Klal Yisrael. Okay.
Chaltzu sounds like gird for war, like the actual.
Right.
Battle.
So right. What we're talking about is for battle. He's asking, but maybe even if we say that's going to be us to actually be involved in warfare. He suggested, Rabbi Blum, Mrs. Blum is suggesting maybe it should be mutter for background, intelligence, and all the other stuff that we might possibly do. Okay.
At this point, they're not
combat people.
Not
I hear that. Okay, we'll keep that in mind. I don't know if we'll talk about it so much, but we'll keep that in mind. Now, the sugya really starts with the Gemara in Sota, the Mishnah in Sota of Daf Mem Dalet, which talks about the Mishulach Milchama. And that's this week's, is it last week's parsha, right? Last week's parsha was Mishulach Milchama, that he goes and says, he makes the announcement, Mi ha'yish ha'yorev rach levav, and what's rach levav? Different pshatim, potentially somebody who's scared of war, potentially somebody who's scared of the Averis in their hands, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah in the end of the third line. V'med var mamurim, when do we have this option for people who are scared to excuse themselves and go back home and not fight? B'milchamos harishos. Aval b'milchamos mitzvah, hakol yotze, the next three words are key, five words are key, afil chosen mechedro, v'kala mechupasa. There we go.
I've never heard, what's the reason why ladies shouldn't be able to fight in milchama?
So what we started with, that Tzitz Eliezer was medayik, it's an extension of the Isser of, the Isser of Beged Isha, is A, beged, wearing clothing, and also carrying oneself and doing a thing that a man does.
Who said that they can't wear regular clothes when they're fighting.
Because that's one part. There's a the Gemara is midah, miduyak, and nazir. Another extension that's not just a function of the clothing, it's also carrying oneself, doing the kinds of things that a man does.
Okay.
Like go to battle, for example.
Okay.
Separate from the dress component.
Yeah, sure.
Two separate things. So here, what do you have? You have an explicit Mishnah that says, afilu kala michupasa. That means that for Milchamas Mitzvah, guess what? Girls go to war.
It's just the Gemara sometimes uses that kind of language, just syntax. You know, it's like the Isra of Akayim by Gush and Achalutz. Achalutz is not very nice. It's more of a package. Gush and Achalutz are set together.
So Beresh, at least you should realize that you're saying a chiddush atzum. You're allowed to. A Talmid Chacham of your stature is allowed to. But at least realize that it's a chiddush atzum. You're saying it's lav dafka. Okay. The Mishnah said chasim mechedro. It could have stopped there, but just to parallel, I don't know what lashon. I wanted to add kal mechupasa. You're entitled. But that's not the Pashtus. The Pashtus is, you see explicitly an explicit Mishnah, we're not even talking about a Gemara here, that says that women should go to battle if it's a Mechamas Mitzvah. So they both say we're left with a stira in Shas. The previous Gemara on top of the page in Nazir that says that women should not go to battle, even if it is talking about a Mechamas, whatever it is, we saw that it's talking about Mechamas Mitzvah. And here you see a Mefurisha Mishnah that she's allowed to, that she should have, that a woman has to go to battle if it's at least a Mechamas Mitzvah. That's the stir and shas that we're going to have to speak about to understand the parameters of women to battle.
But
yeah.
We're presuming that this Melchama is referring to Mechamas Mitzvah. We're reading into the words, but it really, Melchama is used by Mechamas Mitzvah, Mechamas Chobah, Mechamas Rishus. It's still the same lashon of Melchama. La Melchama could be Mechamas Rishus.
So you want to suggest that the Gemara Nazir, when it says that a woman is not allowed to go to Milchama, is only talking about Milchama's Rishus. I hear what you're saying. The Tzitz Eliezer, your Duke in the Gemara works, but Tzitz Eliezer brought three proofs that that's not the case. The proofs from Tanakh, from God, from, there are more proofs from Tanakh that we'll see soon, actually. So, the Tzitz Eliezer, of course, was incredibly prolific in terms of Shas Teshuvas, in terms of being the Rav Posek of Shari Tzedek Hospital, and he also wrote a sefer called Hilchos Medina, two volumes at least. This is a section from Hilchos Medina where he talks about this topic. And he says something very interesting. He says, that we spoke about last week. Yeah, there are two Gemaras. There's Gemara in Yivavos Ksuvos, as well as a Gemara in Kedushin Naftali. Yeah, that was last week.
They apply something on this issue as well?
Yes, that though is two places where it says, Derech Isha, Derech Ish La'asos B'chama, Ve'in Derech Isha La'asos B'chama, and that's the background for what we're saying, but that's from the word V'kivshuha, Pruvu M'lo'as of V'kivshuha, it's only Chivan Pruvu is only for men, because Derech Anoshim to be kovish, not women, but that anyone is, that we talked about last week. Let's look at the Tzitz Eliezer. And Tzitz Eliezer says, maybe the Isser of, I'm sorry, he makes the same diuk. If you remember, the Tzitz Eliezer said before, here he speaks out more clearly, that maybe you'd think that the Isser of what, Mr. Platt's grandson, what's your name again?
Nachum Garfinkel,
but the question that he asked before, this Tzitz Eliezer speaks out more clearly that maybe you'd think that the Isser of going out to battle is only if you're carrying battle, if you're carrying actual arms, and it's a very regular Isser of carrying weapons. And he's medayik, as we pointed out, that the Lashon of lo teitze l'milchama is mashma, that there's an independent Isser of actually going to battle, aside, separate and aside from the carrying the arms. Fine. Now, the Rav Nevinsal, this is from an article in the periodical, the Tchumen periodical. Rav Nevinsal gets involved in a discussion with somebody else about women getting drafted. And he points out another source in Chumash, we're dealing with sources in Chumash, that indicates that women are not permitted to go to battle. And he says the following. When we count twice, at least twice in the Torah, how many people went to battle, we only counted, clearly, of course,
men.
Only the men, obviously. And yet, what did the Torah say? V'shteim, but look where I underlined. V'shteim nimne zecharim bilvad. Only the men were counted. V'shteim nimne, what does the pasuk say? Kol yotzei tzava b'Yisrael. So it's not just there were 600,000 men and perhaps there were others also. The Torah, the word kol, he's midayik, is saying that's everything that there was. Hari mefurish b'Torah, concludes of Nevin Sal, umudgash, and it's this is focused on numerous times, shirak zecharim yotzei tzava, and again, once again, he points out, afil b'melchemes mitzvah, as is explicit in the various fights that when they went to fight to take over Eretz Yisrael. So even from melchemes mitzvah, we see that women are not, do not, and perhaps or maybe are not even allowed to go to battle.
What's the shnei
Sorry?
What is it,
Both countings in the Torah were counted, it said the word kol yotzei tzava b'Yisrael. Kol, meaning it, we're exhausting. Everybody that was included is only these 600,000, which were only the 600,000 males. Now, that's a great question out of Nevin Sal. Somebody under 20, over 60, is he usher to go to battle? I have to think. It's a great question. I like your question. Don't have an answer for you right now. Great question. On this Nekuda Rav Nevin Sal. Great question. We're going to do something very geschmack right now. We are going to look through about five different cases of the Sefer HaChinuch. We're all relating to battle. And you're going to notice something very unusual. Those of you who are between Menachem Meyer and Shul tonight, I mentioned one point, and we're going to develop it a little bit more now. Let's start talking about different mitzvahs. What mitzvahs do we know that involve battle? Destroying Amalek. Let's see the Sefer HaChinuch, Tafresh Gimel. I just cut and pasted the one line about Chiyuv men. As we know, every mitzvah in the Sefer HaChinuch tells you who is Chiyuv, just men and women, etc. Bizman HaBayis, Nam Bizman HaBayis. Mitzvah Lizkor Mash'os Amalek L'Yisrael, we have to remember Zechiras Amalek. Who's Chiyuv in this mitzvah? Noheges mitzvah zu, forever, B'Zecharim. Why are only men chayav? Afterwards, Mr. Sesha lo azman grama. That which we blame Pasha Zachar before Purim is our arbitrary. Chazal happened to pick it out of convenience to be masmich it to Purim. But it's Mr. Sesha lo azman grama. I'll add, as the Menachas Chinuch adds, it's even a lo taseh because the Pasuk says lo sishkach. So, of course, women are obligated in all the lo taseh. So, where do we come to exempt women? Look at the svara that the Sefer HaChinuch is mechadesh that doesn't appear anywhere in Shas. B'zecharim, only men are obligated in Parashat Zachar. Ki lahem la'asos ha'melchama v'nikmas ha'oyev v'lo l'nashim. Since only men go to battle against Amalek, therefore only men are going to be obligated in remembering Zechiras Amalek with their mouth or from reading hearing a Sefer Torah being read. That's the extension, the Chiddush Atzam that the Sefer HaChinuch has. Says the Minchas Chinuch, wait a second. The Sefer HaChinuch, the Minchas Chinuch comments on the Sefer HaChinuch, wait a second. This is a Mrs. Lo Sasei. It's a Mrs. Sei She'en Hazman Grama. Women are, of course, Chayev. Where are you making up this newfangled Chiddush? Where are you being the Chadish, Mr. Sefer HaChinuch? You know, how broad are your shoulders, Mr. Sefer HaChinuch, that you could just, like, wipe away a mitzvah from the Torah? After all, you're saying that that they don't go to battle? Let's say, I tell you, this is the argument that Minchas Chinuch says inside, I'm just going to say it outside, let's say Mashiach comes. Be'ezus Hashem HaSin, Mashiach is going to come. And all of Amalek will be destroyed by Melech HaMashiach. There won't be a human being with the last name of Amalek left in the world. Is there going to be a mitzvah of Zecher Mechias Amalek? Says the Minchas Chinuch, maybe there will be. Maybe you're so smart, Mr. Sefer HaChinuch. You're smarter than Shlomo HaMelech. You decided that, it's only, the whole reason of Zechiras Amalek is to destroy Amalek, and therefore going to be Darshin in time with the Krav. And a man does destruction, and therefore only a man has to be Zocher. But a woman doesn't destroy Amalek, so a woman doesn't even have to have the mitzvah of remembering Amalek. You have the shoulders to say that? Shlomo HaMelech would be terrified to say such a thing. And you, Mr. Sefer HaChinuch, are going to say that? And therefore the Minchas Chinuch argues. Minchas Chinuch argues on a Rishon on the Sefer HaChinuch. And he leaves a Betzarachi and he says, that's not that. He can't imagine that to be. And therefore, look at the last line of source number 7. Sarachi, I underlined Sarachi in. How could you poter nashim from this mitzvah sase? Venir de kol ishe yisrael chayavim. Kmo kol mitzvah sase shein as managrama, and women are chayav in Zechiras Amalek, arguing on the Sefer HaChinuch. He's arguing on a Rishon. Okay, that's source number one. Now, so far, the Sefer HaChinuch makes sense to us, at least his assumption that women don't go to battle. He's assuming that midah raisa, women don't have are never going to be chayv in melchama. Okay, and the Mechas Chinuch says that's true, but we don't have the right to extend it, to apply it also to the mitzvah zechiras Amalek. Okay, now let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam talks about a milchames mitzvah. The Rambam says that. The Kohen Meshuach Melcham makes the announcement to everybody who's scared, everyone who built a house, go home. Achar Shechozim Kol Chozim Yerucham Melcham. This is Raman Melachim Perek Zayin Halacha Dalid. So they set up their battlefront. Upoktim Sorei Tzvaos Brosham, and they set up the battlefront in front of the battle, and they set up a line in the back of the battlefront, and we make sure people don't run away, and. That's what we do. All the people who are scared just go home and they don't participate. That's all in the last line. When do we say the people could go home if they're scared, if they don't fit, if they don't really want to participate? That's all b'melchames harishus. Aval b'melchames mitzvah. Hakol yotzin afil chasan mechedro v'kala mechupasa. So even if Beresh wanted to say that the Mishnah was lav dafka, Beresh, as a Lamdin, would never say that a Rambam would be Lav Davka, right? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Micha, maybe the Rambam. Okay, so we're back to our question. Here we have a Chazal that says that when it comes to Milchames Mitzvah, women go to battle. The Sefer HaChinuch, and the Minchas Chinuch agreed to this point, said that by Amalek, women are... By fighting Amalek. Everyone agrees that by fighting Amalek, women are pturos, because they don't go to battle. Rabosai, is fighting, battling Amalek, milchemes rishus or milchemes mitzvah?
Mitzvah.
Of course it's a milchemes mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to destroy Amalek. And yet, women are clearly pturos. And here, the Rambam and the Mishnah and Sota says that by milchemes mitzvah, kala goes mechupasa. We have a stira in a very, very fundamental stira that we have to answer. The stira is the commission that when kala michupasa for milchamas mitzvah, even a kala goes out michupasa to battle, and yet when it comes to milchama, we say that women are not involved, are pturos from milchama, even milchamas mitzvah. That's the stira. I'd like to go through three answers to that stira. One we mentioned between Mechamarev, and two as that we'll see now. The Radvaz has an incredible, brilliant answer. And this is the Radvaz on the Rambam, actually, on the side of the page of the Rambam. And he asks our question. He says, of course, how could it say Kalim goes out Michupasa to battle? After all, we know women don't go to battle. Kokul de basmach panima. But we're asking even stronger than that, that women aren't allowed to go to battle. Look at what he answers on the top of page 3. He says something incredible. Dahaki kamar. Kevan de chasan yotze mechedro, it doesn't mean that a chasan has to go to battle from his sheva brachas and the kala is also going to battle from her sheva brachas. It means since her chasan is going from his sheva brachas, so what's she going to do? It means she doesn't have a din of sheva brachas anymore. It doesn't mean she goes to battle, it just means since her husband's not here, her sheva brachas have been cancelled. She didn't get 7 days of parties. I'm sorry, young lady. Tachi came into Chasen Yotze Mechedro. Kala Yotze. Look at the diak, the beautiful diak halosh that he makes in the Loshon of Chazal. Yotze Mechupasa. That's all. Doesn't mean she goes to battle. It means she's no longer under the chuppa. She'ena no heges yume chuppa. And then he says, you know what? It's possible. Maybe they will have, as Mr. Bloom pointed out, maybe they'll play some logistical role, a non-combat role, to add the efshar to Melchames Mitzvah, even Mitzvah. Then maybe the woman would provide water and food to their husband.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Singular, husband. Not to the people on the battlefront, to their husband. Interesting diak in the Radvaz. I'm only pointing that out because the Rishash gives the same answer, and he says that the women will provide food to the men in the battlefront. So I saw who makes this diak. Somebody points out that Tzitz Eliezer points out that there's a machlokas, Radvaz and Rashash. They're both saying that the Mochemes mitzvah, that it means, Kalami Chopasa means she leaves her chuppah, but maybe she'll be involved in something logistical, except the Radvaz says for her husband, and the Rashash says to help the men in general. Interesting side point. Okay. That's one answer to deal with the stira. That when the Mishnah said kal michul pasa, all that means is not that she goes to battle, but she leaves her chuppah. She doesn't have any more shavu brachas. Rav Nevin Sal has another interesting. I'm sorry, I didn't get the chance to look it up, but it seems like that. This is what Beirut really meant before. It seems the phrase chasan michul pasa v'kal michul pasa is a borrowed term from a pasuk in Yoel that's talking about something about tefillah. I don't really know. I wanted to look it up. I just didn't have time. We could look it up afterwards. And he's saying that's all it means. It means that a chasan, let's see it inside. This is Rav Nevin Sal also in that article in the Tchumen periodical. V'efshel l'biti chasan yotzei mechadra v'kal mechupasa. Imrotzim lefarsha bedavka. If you want to say it means bedavka, right? Beir says da'lav davka. It just means the chasan. But if we want to say it means davka, the kala also goes out. Yesh lefarsha regarding the kala, at least the way it was, that phrase comes from Yoel, and in Yoel it's in the context of teitzil hispalil bad hachasan. There it's talking about the context of tefillah. So kala goes mechupas. That means where does she go? To shul. She goes to the Tehillim group. That's what kala mechupasim is. Yeah, she leaves the chuppah to go daven, to zog tehillim. Again, this is along similar lines to the Radvaz, a similar line. Now, what I mentioned with Menucha Marv is a brilliant teretz. Oh, a gevaldige teretz. That the Marcheshes, in source number 12, the Shas of Chuvas Marcheshes, Simon Chav Beis. Subchapter 6, paragraph 6, Vav. He says a gevaldige yisod. He says the following. Let me just set up the stira, and then we'll appreciate what the Machasher says. The stira is that when it comes to Melchemes Amalek, women are paturos, they don't go to battle. But yet, when it comes to a Melchemes Mitzvah, thank you. What is the pasuk say in Yoel? Is there a discussion of tefillah over there?
It was about Yeah,
there's talking about gather everybody together to daven. And it says that you should call out to Hashem in a time of tzara, and among the psukim it says that the woman should leave, go, the kala should leave her chuppah to go daven. So Baruch Hashem, for Nevinsal to be a posek, he had to learn Tanakh. Wow, what's going to be on us?
He had
either that or he had the app, right. He had an app, right. Okay, Baruch Hashem. You know, I wouldn't even know to look it up. I didn't even know it's a pasuk. That's the problem. That's the difference between him and I. He knew it was from a pasuk, and then he was able to. I didn't even realize it was a pasuk. I thought it was a Mishnah in Sota. Okay, thank you very much, Baruch Hashem. Listen to what the Marchesher says. Givald gechap, incredible, incredible chap. He says, let me set up the question clearly, so the answer will be even more clear. The question is: by Melchemes Amalek, women are pturos from fighting, but yet when it comes to a Melchemes Mitzvah of conquering Eretz Yisrael, for example, then you have the Meshulach Mechama, and the Gemara says that women do have to go to battle. Kala Mechupasa. Says the Marchesher something absolutely incredible. He says that when you go to battle for Eretz Yisrael, to fight the Zion Amamin, that's not just a Melchemes Mitzvah, that's a Melchemes Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Rabosai. Are women obligated in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael more or less or the same as men? How could you prove to me, Mr. Bloom, that women are equally obligated in the midst of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as are men? Because the Mefurish Mishnah that you know about.
Who works at the universe?
Exactly. The mitzvah, the Mishnah that talks about in Ksuvis Kufyud, Hakol, it's in the end of the fourth last line of the Marchesh, it's by the parentheses. Hakol Malan Eretz Yisrael. You're allowed to force your spouse to go to Eretz Yisrael. If you're a man and you want to make Aliyah, you could force your wife to come. Otherwise, she'll give up her Ksuva. Let's just do 30 seconds. And if you're a woman, you could force your husband to come. What does that show? Why could you force each other? Because they both have a chiyuv to make Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Says the Marchesher, where was Melchemes Amalek? That was in the Sinai Desert at the border of Mitzrayim. Well before they entered, 40 years before they entered Eretz Yisrael. As opposed to, that's when a regular milchama, like, that's a mitzvah, like, for example, killing Amalek is just a milchama's mitzvah. Women don't do milchama, not even milchama's mitzvah. Oh, but to conquer Eretz Yisrael, that's not only a milchama's mitzvah, that's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Now, for the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the chayav to fight. Givaldic, a beautiful text.
The initial war they didn't
go. What? I'm sorry? You're right, he doesn't hold like that. But you have to say, it's a Givaldic piece of lumpus. Tzvei din, it's a brisker shtickle. Tzvei din, there was one din by Amalek, just a din Melchama, Melchama Smitza, and by the Kibush Eretz itself, the Zainam, and there's Tzvei dinim. And that which we say that Kal Michul Pasa is out the second din of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael with women and women are equal. Oh, I mamish was dancing. Not really, but I was kemat dancing. I should have danced when I saw this Svar of the Machash. This is a beautiful piece. Okay, the English was just for myself. I apologize for the English. But now we're going to take this a step further.
So when there is Yishuv Eretz nowadays and women will be chayiv? Because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael nowadays?
Yes. According to the Machashas, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Gevaldik. According to Machashas, yeah.
Are women and soldiers now fighting?
Yeah.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of the few countries, one of the first countries, yeah. You're right. According to the Machashas, Lafiza, Bizman Hazeh, Noshim, Lochamos. Chamos, Mitam. Yishuv, Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, very good.
Wow.
Yeah, very good. Okay, so now we're going to finish off now with a selection of two or three Sefer Chinuchs, and we're going to use this Machashas that we just learned to answer up yet another Stira in the Sefer Chinuch. We're going to have a lot of fun doing this. Says the Sefer Chinuch. There's a mitzvah meshuach l'mshoach kohen l'milchama. Right, the whole parsha from last week's parsha, the whole sugya from last week's parsha, that the meshoach l'milchama gets up, says anybody who's scared, you leave, you go home. That whole parsha, who does it apply to? So look at the second to last paragraph in source number 13. There's a Sefer HaChinuch mitzvah 5:26 tuf kuf chafa midini hamitzvah mashaam. In the second paragraph is zichronon levracha. Shein machzir meyorchem lachama, only those people, ela b'mechemes rishus. So only b'mechemes rishus. Aval b'mechemes mitzvah, hakol yotzin, afilu. Look at what's going to happen right now. You're going to have the funniest line you've ever seen in your lives. Everybody has to go to battle. Afil chosin mechedra v'kala mechupasa. Now look at the next line. V'nogas mitzvah zu be'er.
Nowadays.
Oh, Zichorim. No, I'm sorry. It's not funny. B'Zichorim. B'Zman Shirayim. Meaning the whole sugya Meshuach Melchama that people could go back is only by a Melchamas Rishus. But if it's a Melchamas Mitzvah, then women have to go to battle. Oh, I'm sorry. The din of Meshuach Melchama that people could go home and not go to battle is only for Rishus. That's where, as he concludes, only men are obligated in this sugya. But were it to be a Melchamas Mitzvah, then everybody has to go to battle.
No exemptions.
Okay, no exemptions. Let's go one the step further. The next mitzvah in the Sefer HaChinuch is the mitzvah to do a Melchamas Rishus. And as you can imagine, who's the only one who has to go to battle? Of course, only men go to battle if it's a Melchamas Rishus, right? The Mishnah said in Sota that Kala Michupasa, that was only by Melchamas Mitzvah. Melchamas Rishus, just men. So far, so good. Now, we have the Sefer HaChinuch. I basically spoke it out already, but I spoke it out of... Okay, fine. So we have, these are the Sefer HaChinuch, where the Sefer HaChinuch says that the mitzvah of destroying Amalek is... Right, the mitzvah of destroying Amalek is only on the men, and the mitzvah of destroying the Sheva Amimin in source 16 is on the Zecharim and the Nekevos. And we explained it with the Sefer Marchesh is that the mitzvah of destroying the Sheva Amim has Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and that's why they will be Chayavos, also the din of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Just to finish off for fun, I have one point from the Igros Moshe, and then a Machshava, not Halacha, but we'll finish with Machshava from Medrash. So Rav Moshe talks about women getting drafted to the United States Army. And he says, Hinei, Lekichas Nashim, this is Igros Moshe Yodei Chalik Dalet Simen Tes, Lekichas Nashim of Besulos, Ben Letzava, Ben Lesherut Acheret Mehamem Shala. I don't want to say what that might refer to, at least in Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael, all the Rabbanim say that women should not go to the army. So what do the religious girls do? Shirut Lumi. Is Rav Moshe here saying that they shouldn't do Shirut Lumi? Uh-oh. That's the one thing that the religious girls do in Eretz Yisrael. So I'm scared. I don't know. Right. Okay, let's assume. So to work in some other... I can't mean that you can't work for the government. You can't have a government job. Okay, fine. He's talking about Eretz America. He is. Right, that's absurd. A girl can't have a job as a secretary in a department of who knows what. Or, you know, she can't work for the DMV. I don't know. Fine. Anyway, for a woman to work at least in the army, neged toras Hashem yisborach. Look at the next line of Osai. Vimchas v'chalila, eze memshala, kov'a chok, that women have to be drafted, asuros, hanoshim v'habesulas l'shmol, is that whether they're married or single, they're not allowed to listen to that law, v'ukigzera meha memshala l'hav yaldas. Wow. Sh'os l'shmol is that. And therefore, l'chein kasher nishma, now that I hear news, Rav Moshe says, that they're talking in the government, she'esherotzim v'medina shalonu ratzos habrisha ba'amerika, l'kvo achok kazeh b'kongres, v'ha'senet b'Washington, we have to do everything that we do to make sure that the president, v'chol anshei ha'kongres, v'chol anshei ha'senet, so they should know that it's neged ha'toira.
The Washington,
they have to know it's neged ha'toira. And it's like a gzeirul habir das, and we will not be able to fulfill that. And of course, we love America, and we are dear and committed, patriotic, citizens of this, and who love the country, believe in nefesh, and we will continue to be that way. But davs do this, and
just as a side point, it's interesting that Moshe even talks about this because the Quakers have had the dispensation not to go to war forever in the United States.
Don't know.
And it's surprising that Moshe wouldn't be aware.
Don't know.
That, due to their religious aspect, the George Washington started that way back.
Don't know. So I just want to finish. I hear that.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
I hear that. I just want to finish with a very small thought. A beautiful diach that is a Rosh Yeshiva, it's a Har Bracha, is one of the very, very, very super tzioni yeshivas. There's a Rosh Yeshiva, there's Rav Melamed, and he has an incredible diach. He says, where does it talk about tznius in the Torah? You know where it talks about tznius in the Torah? Last week's parasha. You know what it talks about tznius? It's talking about going to battle. And it talks about going to battle. And you know who picks up on this? The Medrash Tanchuma. In source number 18, the Medrash Tanchuma is on this week's parasha, Rabbi Osei. Parasha Kiteitze. Kiteitze machane aloivech v'nishmarat mikol davara. We know v'nishmarat mikol davara. It means the person shouldn't be mahar b'yom v'yavul day keri b'layla. Says the pasuk, when you go to battle, shelo yehe b'chem shum leitzonos, shelo tavul day chiyuv, that a person, when they go to battle, shouldn't get their minds distracted to inappropriate things that will lead to things that will bring tumah upon themselves. And says Rav Melamed, he just puts it together so beautifully, better than I could, so I'll just share his words. Kvar lamadnu shebemachane Yisrael tzrichim lihishamrei mikol davar sheino tzanua. Like the pasuk says, ki seitzei machane alevech v'nishmarat mikol davara. V'akavana, of course, as Chazal learned out from this very pasuk, that when you go to battle, you have to have, you can't, a person should make sure that there's no hirurei avera. V'chein mashma misofa parsha. The one time, there's a fabulous story. There was a discussion at Knesset HaGadol in the early 1900s, 1918 approximately, give or take 5 years. There was a big hubbub about the Knesset Gedola, should they have machitza, or should they have the women on a balcony, which would be even a bigger, you know, push them further away. And there's a whole discussion, a tumult among the Gedolei Olam, and they asked the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim said, and the lesson could be applied in many contexts, but he was talking, this is the discussion about a machitza or a balcony in the Knesset Gedola. He says, what's the worst thing that could happen to Klal Yisrael? What's the worst thing that could happen to us? That Hashem leaves us. Where's the only time in the Torah that says that Hashem will leave us? This week's parasha. Lo yeh b'cha ervas davar feshav me'acharecha. And he concluded, any hiddur that a person can make in the sugya of tznias is proper to do. That was his response to this machlok. Any hiddur that a person can do in tznias, it's this pasuk. Lo yeh b'cha ervas davar, in the context of melchama, otherwise Hashem feshav me'acharecha. With that in mind, look what Rav Melamed says. He says an incredible thing. You're about to go to war. You're about to go to war. What's the one thing that we need when we go to war? More than anything else. We need Hashem to be with us. That's the whole point. That's everything we need. That's the only way we're going to do anything. Strong army, not strong army. All we need is Hashem. The one thing that's going to ensure that Hashem is going to be with us is going to be that if there are Gidrei Tznias. As the Pasuk says specifically by Melchama, that Melchama is a function of, that the place where Hashem talks about Tznias is in the context, in two ways, of Lo Yer B'chor Avas Tavar and Nishmar to B'chor Radavar, which both are references to Tznias. And therefore, if we want to be successful in battle, it's so important that the battle context and the army bases should be without a mix of men and women that would be fundamentally opposing this concept of tznias that the psukim specify milchama being successful in, which I think is a beautiful machshava to put a cap on the conclusion of this sugya. So it seems halacha lemaisa that all the poskim seem to assume, with one exception, with Mr. Bloom's diet, with one exception, that all the poskim seem to assume that women are not, besides the issue of carrying guns, are not allowed to be involved in Melchama. The one diuk that Mr. Bloom pointed out, according to the Maharal Cheshes, if it's for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, perhaps they should be. So other than that, all the posts can assume from right to left. And Rav Lamed, I'm quoting him specifically, because he's a super, super, super Tzioni, Rosh Hashiva, and even he and all the others in his boat say that women are not supposed to be the Melchama.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.